An $18 million project to build a new access into Red Deer Regional Airport has hit some unexpected bumps in the road. There was hope that construction on the $3.1 million Phase 2 could begin this summer, but some of the required land was part of an unrelated pending sale. That complicated the purchase, which was only finalized last month. Since the necessary environmental approvals from Alberta Environment and Protected Areas, AEPA, could not be applied for until then, the project's start date was shifted to September 1st. That remains the plan. However, another wrinkle arose 2 weeks ago when AEPA added an unexpected condition that First Nations consultation be required because a series of wetlands north of the airport may qualify as Crown land. It is the first consultation of its kind for the county, which has hired a consultant to assist. County construction manager Chris Black said they are still hoping to stick to the September start date. However, out of an abundance of caution, the county has asked the province, which is funding the project, to extend a grant agreement by 7 months to the end of October 2026. "We have every expectation that the extension would be approved," Black told council on Tuesday. Council approved awarding a $3.1 million tender to Red Deer-based Northside Construction Partnership for the second phase of the project that will see Airport Road extended north to Township Road 374 and then linked to C&E Trail. Work will include preparing the road for future paving along with water and sewer lines. Funding for the project came from $30 million the province approved in its spring 2023 budget. Red Deer County is managing the Airport Drive project through an agreement with the Red Deer Regional Airport, which has committed the $18 million it is expected to cost. The remaining $12 million will be used to extend a taxiway and provide access to 200 acres of airside developable land. Count. Dana DePalm zeroed in on a line in Council's report that said the project is expected to be, rather than will be, fully funded by provincial grant funding. Black said that with two more phases yet to be tendered, the county can't be sure the $18 million budget will be met. If it does go over budget, who pays for it? DePalm asked. "It would be on the county to pay for it," said Black, adding that at this point the county is confident the project will be completed well within budget. Council approved the $4.4 million first phase of the Airport Drive project in February. Construction will begin soon on a project to widen and improve the section of Airport Drive, including burying power lines, between the Fire Hall and 25th Street. It is expected to be finished in September. The third and fourth phases will see paving, lighting and landscaping completed. Extending Airport Road is part of a major upgrade that has seen runways widened and strengthened, taxiways improved and the expansion of the terminal to accommodate the passenger load of A737.